He is Robin Leach. This is Car Keys.
Yes, this is Car Keys, and before we get going on car stuff, I want to bring to attention to all Connecticut listeners who are voting tomorrow, and I hope everybody listening to this show and any other show about voting will be voting. But there is a very, very poorly
promoted
amendment to the Connecticut Constitution that is going to apparently be on the ballot. Everybody's ballot tomorrow, apparently on the backside. So if you don't turn your ballot over, you may never see it. And I think it is crucial that everybody listens, turns over their ballot, reads carefully what it's about, and hopefully votes for it, because I think it's crucial to the long-range protection and maintenance capabilities for all the roads and bridges in the state of Connecticut going forward. And it is a ballot, it is an amendment that is proposing that any monies that are ever directed to the Connecticut Transportation Authority's coffers will be used only for things that are related to the coffers for road maintenance and bridge maintenance, not be borrowable against Social Security or other uses that has been going on for a long time in our state. Through the years and robbed coffers of monies that now we need desperately for road maintenance and bridge maintenance. So that is a political announcement on this radio show for Car Keys, and now we'll move on to car stuff. But everybody, please
look at it. Well, that is kind of car stuff.
It is car stuff because we drive on our roads, that's correct. We are complaining about potholes here, rough roads there, bridges being closed because they're dangerous, or bridges collapsing because they've become so dangerous that they haven't been maintained, that this could go a long way because nobody seems to want to put tolls on our roads, which I also think is necessary for the people passing through. Like I pay tolls going to Boston, Massachusetts on the Mass Pike, and I have a choice whether I want to go on a toll road or a side road. And tolls are not taxes on the people. They are usable funds that would go for something like this amendment to the Connecticut Constitution, which I would hope pass, but it may not be seen by most voters, judging that it's on the backside of your ballot. So watch out, listen to this.
And look at it.
And look at it. Thank you very much. Anyways.
What is that in your head?
Last week, I talked a little bit about extended warranty programs, and I recommended highly that you stay away from these independent promotions that come through the mail and come over your robocalls on your answering machines from no-name companies that pretend to promise that they will pay for all your repairs if you sign for extended warranties on your vehicles for
ever and
mileage.
Ever, amen.
Well, not ever and ever, but long after the regular warranty expires on your very expensive and becoming more expensive new car. And you can, I don't know whether you can get them on used cars or not, but I have two samples in front of me I brought to the studio this morning because they came 6 months apart. No, they came 3 months apart from each other.
They
both
company?
Are very similarly printed.
And yes, they look official.
They tell you it's an repair. They give you examples of a repair invoice, all yada yada yada. But if you try to find what company is promoting this, it is almost impossible to find a name. And when you finally find the name on these two very similar, and because they're from the same organization, I'm pretty sure, they have different names, as if they were from two different organizations. And I have not called them yet to play with them about what it's going to cost me to theoretically buy one of their programs. But I can guarantee you, as I said on last week's show, or an earlier show for sure, that they're nothing that is worth anything is going to cost less than $3,000. And they have platinum levels. They've got silver levels. They've got gold levels, none of which are promoted here.
Well, there's more. There's more that's important, and that is simply because there are all sorts of scam emails that, for example, from AT&T, that looks totally legit until you look at the email string.
Well, what I've determined from these two examples are that these are companies that have found a new way to make money. And the money that they might have to pay out will be only as good as the people, if they purchase from these types of companies, and these are independent organizations, possibly completely unrelated to automobile companies, either manufacturer or dealers. And they may be here today and gone tomorrow, and you will have no recourse should you suddenly have a major repair and you go to a car repair center to get them done, and your car repair center checks in to get paid by this organization and finds they have no coverage left because the company has disappeared. That's the one thing that I think I worry about with these particular examples that I'm looking at here.
Yeah, boiler room operations have not gone away. And for anyone who doesn't know what a boiler room operation
is. That is absolutely correct. Boiler room operations and many levels have not disappeared. And they certainly have not disappeared from the car repair
I got one from the IRS this week, and I'm going to jail.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
We might never see you again
in the studio.
What
will we do?
Well, we'll record from the jail cell.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, another headline. Not giving them away anymore is directly related to things that have been going on through our administration with tariffs and cost increases on steel, aluminum, and body parts, plus increase in interest rates for financing vehicles. The era of the real low lease rates and purchase interest rates hasn't disappeared yet, because if you watch the GM ads on your TV, they are still offering pickup trucks at $10,000 to $12,000 below sticker, or 10 to 18% below the sticker on the window sticker.
But you can only get one or the other, right? I mean, it's like...
You're only going to get one or the other, and you're only going to get it if you are highly qualified to borrow that money. Again, the people who need that benefit most are the people who can afford it and who won't get it. But it sure makes people
think they could buy it.
And notice when you see $10,000 to $12,000 off on a, and it's a particular model of a pickup. You can't just go to get any pickup on the lot $10,000 to $12,000 off, although I'm not sure you can't. But
typically they pick
a type of vehicle with a certain level of options already built into them. And it's on the options where they make a lot of money and where they can offer to give those options away in the form of cash discounts. Or possibly low 0% financing, in which case you will not get $12,000 off your pickup and 0% financing. You'll be paying for that 0% financing by not getting the $10,000 to $12,000 off. You might still get $4,000 to $5,000 off, but the balance is going to be used to pay down the interest.
As in your high interest loan, if you don't get 0% financing and you take that, you will pay that back.
You will pay that back
over time.
And although it is the only way that they have been able to make sales continue to go up at some levels, and it's the one way that the manufacturers at year end, and we're in the model end, we're actually, I think October 1st is come and gone. I think the official 2019 model year is here for the official way that they price cars. So now the dealers and manufacturers are trying to clear the dealer lots off of the 18 models, and that's where you're going to find your best values if you are interested in trying to go find a best value in a new car. We're staying away from used cars at the moment because I'll get to those in a few later moments. But you'll also, amazingly enough, as I found, may find some 17 model cars still lingering around dealers' lots, because it's amazing what seems not to sell during the course of over a two model year situation. And they're not necessarily going to be ballyhooed around. They're tucked away on lots like my 13 Sonata hybrid was when I bought it in 2015 as a theoretically new car. It had a couple hundred miles on it, probably from test drives, but it had never been titled. And I found it 2 years after it had been a new model car.
So do you, if you are on a budget, is it worth going out looking for 17s and 18s?
Well, or looking for is a trying term because it can take a lot of time to find those because they're not the 18s may be plentiful in some some dealers' lots. These dealers who have 200 or 300 cars on their lots, no doubt, you know, they say they're always going to have lingering older models probably hidden away somewhere, something that didn't
sell.
Well,
since Jay is in Europe and we don't have to deal with him, I can get onto my Carvana. It's like if you are being advertised to just get online without going to look at your car and you just
and
want
to. And you are being advertised to do that. And they're all over the radio and
which
TV
is, again, in my view, diabolical, but never mind. Yeah. For those of you who don't roll that way, there are these things called circuit. There are still automotive adverts in various
periodicals
that
Correct.
You might want to look at because if you are looking for a 17 or something that's tucked away, that would give you a little bit of.
You know, you're probably better off going to buy a pre-owned used car on a dealer's lot. It could take you a lot of time to find a two-year-old model somewhere.
Okay.
And whether it was really what you wanted or not is probably going to be based more on what the price is that they want to try to get out of you as opposed to whether or not you can buy it.
So your recommendation is find a pre-owned car and go for that, and if you happen to see something else while you're there.
I said we would get to used cars.
No, we're not there
I
yet.
I guess we're almost there, but we're
not quite
there
okay.
yet. But it is the end of the 18 model year clear out, and between now and the end of the numerically of cars available a model year older than the 2019 model year, there will be deals to be had for those who are best qualified to be able to borrow the money.
Once again,
a lot of people can write out a check for a car, and as Jay said on a show a week or two ago, the average price has crept up from around $31,000. This is the average price of all the vehicles sold to between $33,000 and $35,000 because of new technology costs. And now we're going to see the cost of materials are going up, the steel and the aluminum and the glass and everything, the components are all going up.
Yeah, but people are so – I'm just
– they're not being immediately passed on to us, but they will be – probably by 2020 model year because there's been a lot of what I would call pre-buying of vehicles ahead of the people's real needs to get them because they're all in the lures are enhanced by these 0% financing and by these end of year spiffs of $6,000 to $8,000 or 10% or 12% off the sticker value of car lines as well as truck lines that are on all the TV shows, especially the sports programs, between now and the end of these programs. All end at the end of each month, and then they get extended. Oh, we were so successful, we're extending it for another month. Well, they weren't as successful as they wanted to be because they still got vehicles to sell. So you can take that.
Well, you can always roll out. This is where.
If the deal is good, go get it.
Yep. And if you
used car prices are going up, too, even though the best place to buy a used car, in my opinion, is off-lease vehicles that get turned back into dealers because they're not purchased by the lessees who go on to the next lease. And the dealers resell them, and they're usually low mileage. And by low mileage, I mean anything that has not been driven more than 12,000 miles a year because that's the general base mileage.
Yeah, so 36
except
to
in the
40.
Luxury cars, the real ultra luxury cars, where the Maseratis and the Audis and the Mercedes, the higher up ones are actually 10,000 miles a year. And people who buy those real expensive vehicles, or at least the real expensive ones, like the Ferraris and all that, don't drive those vehicles more than 10,000 miles a year. And what I mean by 10,000 miles or 12,000 miles a year, that's the mileage that's built into the lease rate that they promote in their promotions. And anything over that starts out at about 25 cents a mile and can go up with the level of cost of the vehicle in the $100,000 range, probably to 35 cents or 45 cents a mile if you go over those sort of pre set base mileage rates.
Do you know that this is just mortifying? I am so fiscally conservative that it never occurred to me that you could lease one of those fancy cars. Well, you know, it's like, okay, you've got the money to go
play. You can lease a Bentley, you can lease a Rolls, because leasing is right now much less expensive on a monthly basis. But you don't own the car at the end of 3 years. You've only paid down probably the equivalent of the depreciation value of the car over those 3 years, and there's still a significant gap between the cost of that car post-lease and your ability to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does give you the ability, if you can make those $999 per month leases or whatever they are up at that level for 3 years, you do the math, actually $1,000 a month over 3 years is only $36,000.
Yeah, and have you ever
noticed?
For
a $150,000 car, maybe. But actually, those leases may be actually $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
They may not be $900.
And P.S., in case you hadn't noticed, you know, people who have ample funds tend to not be splashed out that way.
They,
of course they do.
Yeah, they buy them.
Yeah.
But we may not have many listeners up at that level, but those of you who can, obviously, you already know about all this stuff, so we'll move on to the next subject, which is
the used cars you won't be buying.
Used cars, used car prices are definitely going up. But let me get back one more thing to the leases. There was an example in this "Not Giving Them Away Anymore" article I was reading about a guy who had leased a 2016 Hyundai Genesis. And it was $387 a month. Now these are $40,000 to $50,000 lines of cars. His car was totaled, and he discovered that the lease for the same vehicle to replace that one had jumped from $387 a month to $565 a month in the year 2018. So that's almost a $200 per month increase over the earlier lease he got on the same car. The end of the story says that because it was up at that level, he went and leased a Mercedes instead of a Hyundai. And it just goes to show.
Well, it's up to the manufacturer also. Your marketing, and they in that period, did they not decide that the Genesis was competing with
and the cost of the Genesis went up, and a lot of things built into that increased lease rate. But As I leased a Jeep Cherokee at $271 a month for 3 years, over half below what it would have cost me to buy the same vehicle for a three-year financing term or four-year financing term at 3.5% interest or whatever it was when I looked at the alternative. Now, again, at the end of 3 years, I don't own this vehicle, and there'll still be $15,000 to $17,000 of value left in the vehicle, presumably. And I would have to decide whether I wanted to buy it out of the lease and get that vehicle or go
or start
a new
again.
One.
Right.
Start again.
What is interesting, though, and very important, is that as we are, as a generation is being encouraged to pay absolutely no attention to this, but just click and have the car delivered, and it doesn't really matter what it is.
The Carvana?
For example.
I actually been going to go online because I've been seeing more. They're obviously trying to, their ads have increased on the TV lately, and of course the most fascinating part to me of the ad is the picture of the Carvana automation machine.
Right.
A circular machine with cars. Five or six, seven levels of cars in there.
Yes.
Rotates around and comes out a garage door at the bottom, just like a dispensing machine.
That's right.
And
that bit works for you.
Get a few people to do it, but I still feel I've got to go touch the car that I want to buy, and I want to drive it before I take it off the lot and decide I want to buy it. And I don't know if that model is going to be actually really successful, other than I think it's going to intrigue a certain number of people.
Well,
but
yeah.
Whether or not it'll intrigue enough people so that Carvana actually makes money as an operation has, I think, yet to be proven.
Right, and they are
very. It's not our business to challenge it, except that
they're very clearly marketing to three different in that ad: the one who likes the dispenser, the one who doesn't want to wants to lie there and press a button, male and
female.
One who
wants to see a come on a man to his house or her house because
yep.
they don't want to go and lift a leg out their door because they're sitting in their their comfy lounge watching right. the TV all the time. They may never drive the car. I don't know.
Well, in that case, it's a great deal.
And there is, I think there's a 7-day return policy or something, mm-hmm. or is it 30-day return
Seven.
Policy?
But again, you don't have anything to compare it. It's just.
And you don't get your money back, I don't think. I think you have to buy an alternative car of the same value.
That
if you
I
don't
do
want
not
that
know.
One. So I don't know why it would make a business model plan viable on a long range situation, you know.
No, but like extended warranties, you have to, you know, you just, I would say buyer beware, just or at least be, forget beware, how about buyer be aware?
Buyer be aware is probably a very good idea. I still like the fact that we have dealers around. You can go on a Sunday when most of them are closed and walk around without anybody coming out to ask you how they can help you. And you can touch the cars, you can look at the cars, you can look at the stickers on the window and see what the options are.
Somebody.
And then you can decide whether you want to come back on an open day and really engage in a purchase discussion or a lease discussion on that car.
And from an aesthetic
And I also have a loyalty to the dealership from whom I buy the car mm-hmm. as far as servicing. And a Carvana type of purchase is, well, you buy an Audi off of that and you've got to go to your Audi dealer, and the Audi dealer, you know, they have to service the car because that's
will.
What they sell, and they will.
But you're not
going to
be at the front of the line.
You don't have the same interaction. You're not going to be in the front of the line. You're absolutely correct. You won't get the first fix appointment and because you didn't buy it from them, and they can't help it, and it's perfectly appropriate, I think, that they feel that
it's about building relationships.
We're running
or
down
not.
To the end of this show. It seems to go by real fast when I babble, and we'll talk about safety because the weather has been changing. There are a lot of wet leaves on the ground. We've had a lot more rain on our roads. The roads that were dry beforehand developed a certain level of grease component to the surface of the asphalt. Therefore, you have to be extra careful on the turns. There seem to be a lot more sort of swales in the asphalt, so that puddles effect come up, and you can aquaplane if you're going too fast. And that aquaplaning is when the tires lose complete contact with the pavement, and you actually are skirting over the pavement on a thin film of water. And you don't want to be in the middle of a turn when you do that, because suddenly the car will not be turning. It'll be going off the pavement in a straight line if you're going too fast.
Hey,
so you
it's
need
practice
to check,
for winter.
Check your treads on your tires. There are a lot of tires that are down near the wear indicators that will be very ineffective on both very wet pavements and slushy snow, not to mention solid snow pavements, when and if we get them, which
we'll
it'll
them.
Be coming. The other thing I would like you to check is your windshield wipers condition, because if your rubber blades are flaking off or splitting, it would be good to have a good set of wiper blades on the front windows, certainly in front of the driver if you can't afford two. And it's no longer buying wiper blades by the pair, because in many of the newer cars, the passenger side blade is a different length than the driver's side blade. And you can have it done at your dealer, and they'll do it for you, or if you are like I do and go and want to go to a parts store, and because they have one kind of blade that you think might be better than another, you have to know the size of your blade, and so you have to measure them before you go into the store so you come out with the right blades. And they are quite easy to install in most cases, but not all cases. What else? Check your coolant antifreeze condition, so that it is good for at least 25 to 30 below zero in the cold nights that get down to zero or below. And I guess we'll stop this show with that.
He is Robin Leach. This is Car Keys.